Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
That's Chicago, bringing us back. 7 till the hour, thank you very much. Hanging out with me, going to see them in concert very soon. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Doug Barry is our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, a program manager for the Knowledge Base Center at the U.S. Commercial Service. Export.gov is the website, and that Knowledge Base is that's a new assignment for Doug and a new resource too, right? The Global Knowledge Center.
Yep, it's a new resource, and it's to help further all of you folks out there listening to the program who have exported or are interested in doing so. We're going to help you get a leg up in that market.
And they can still get the basic guide to exporting book at your website, right?
They can. That's available. It's available. You can order it through your bookstore. You can get it on Amazon. And a new book is coming out in about 2 months, and it's called Exporters, the Wit and Wisdom of Small Business Owners Who Sell Globally.
All right. So these are comments from them? Yeah.
It's there in their words.
Wow, I love that.
How they build their businesses and how they've entered a global market.
Well, will you be sure to get me a copy? Be sure to get me a copy, and we'll you and I will talk about that on the show, because I like talking about this. I love telling. And you need to introduce me to some of the people in the book so we can interview them.
Oh, there are 35 small businesses who've all been successful.
They're in
dozens of markets, not just one country.
I'll interview all of them. Get them lined up, and I'll interview all of them.
Oh, fabulous.
I love talking about that kind of thing. All right, so I want to come back to something we talked about in the first segment, and that's intellectual property. You know, you guys, some of your people that you're trying to get information from, pushing back a little, saying, wait a minute, I don't want to give my stuff away because I've worked on this. They're thinking it's their intellectual property. You're helping actual small business owners who are trying to get you to help them protect their intellectual property. It really is there is a real balance that we have to accomplish these days between giving stuff away in the spirit of the internet and in the practice that most people have expected now, and giving enough away so that we look magnanimous and that we're trying to help people and that gets our word out, our message out, but without opening up the warehouse to say, get what you want.
That's right. And, you know, it's important to become a thought leader in your field. If you have expertise, then you definitely want to demonstrate that to people so that they will think good of you, good of what you know, and good of your product. But you, at the same time, you can't give it away.
That's right. Yeah, and so how do you do that? I mean, that's something you're going to have to do. You're dealing with right now. How much do you give people, and how much do you, you know, because you guys have centers around the country, around the world. That are staffed by your commercial service employees. They have things that they can offer, and you know, you got to put enough up on your knowledge base to help people, but without shutting down those centers, right?
Yes, exactly. And I don't think the centers will ever be made redundant or unnecessary because of the powerful databases that we're building. Because
and the work that has to be done. I mean, it's not a virtual. It can never be fully virtual.
Never fully virtual, and it's never going to replace the importance of the human relationships.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree. So how are you going to balance all that?
Well, I think that, you know, in our case, we're different than a private business because we actually want people to know what we know. And we want to transfer this knowledge in ways that people can consume it quickly, easily, and apply it for their own benefit. So the more the better, as far as we're concerned. And our big, you know, challenge is to identify the knowledge that we have and make it available through means that make it easy for people to access it, whether it's on their smartphones or laptops.
So you're going to have mobile capability. You're going to have a mobile site for your knowledge base too.
Yes, eventually we will definitely have that.
You got to have that. That's part of relevance. That's all.
But the main thing is for people to make use of it, to come to us, to ask us for assistance.
Right.
And I think it was Wayne Gretzky, right, the famous hockey player,
mm-hmm.
who said that, you know, a good hockey player is one who is able to, you know, get that puck and fire it into the goal. But
right.
a great hockey player is one who knows where the puck is going
mm-hmm.
and will go to that puck and be able to do it. That's the
he
difference.
He skates between where the puck is going, not where the puck is. That's exactly,
exactly
right.
And that's what we want people to know. Realize that exporting is important for the future and be able to take advantage of the resources available.
Well said, Doug Barry. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, the new program manager at the Knowledge Center, the Global Knowledge Center at the U.S. Commercial Service. Export.gov is a website. Doug, come back soon.
See
you. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.